The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Psochim Daf Kafkes. In the Gemara Psochim Daf Kafkes on the base, the Gemara brings the opinion of the Tana of Shimon. Shimon Oime, Chomes Lifnei Zmanai, in this context, is clear from the Gemara and the Rishonim, we're talking about Erev Pesach from Chatzos onwards, from Chatzos Erev Pesach until Pesach itself, in this context, is Lifnei Zmanai, before the Zmanai Pesach. Ula Achar Zmanai, and Chomes Jeovalov HaPesach, after Pesach, Eino Oivalov below Klub. Taif Zmanai, Oivalov, the Goris of Alav. According to Reb Shimon, someone who owns chometz on Pesach is over a lav. Obviously, someone who eats chometz has benefit from chometz is chayv koris, as the Torah says. But all that only applies to Pesach itself. Before Pesach, which means even erev Pesach after Chatzos, according to Reb Shimon, there is no issa min haTorah of chometz. After Pesach, there is also no issa min haTorah of chometz. The Gemara later on says that according to Reb Shimon, there is an issa midrabbanon of chometz over alof haPesach. Chometz, which was owned by a Jew during Pesach itself, after Pesach is actually osur b'hanor, but only midrabbanon. In our Torah, there is no issa. Midrabbanon is a fine. Chazal made a knas on anybody who owned chometz over Pesach. But in our Torah, there is no issa. Chometz on Pesach, obviously there is the issa, as the Torah says explicitly. Chometz before Pesach, even from Chatzos on Erev Pesach up until Yom Tov itself, min haTorah, according to Rav Shimon at any rate, there is no issa of chometz, unlike other Tanoim. Now, what does Rav Shimon mean when he says chometz lifnei zmanu, there is no issa, eino over or off below klum? Says Tosfos immediately, it doesn't mean to say that there is no issa whatsoever of chometz. Clearly, there is an issa of achilas chometz min haTorah, even according to Rav Shimon, from Chatzos Erev Pesach onwards. Reb Shimon is just saying that there is no issur of hanor on Erev Yom Tov, but there will certainly be an issur of achila from Chatzos onwards. So it states that this is learned from the posuk which says Tashbisu Se'omi Votechem Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, and the Gemara learns in other places that that means to say that the day before Pesach, from halfway through the day, i.e. from Chatzos Hayom on Erev Pesach, chometz began, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu to destroy the chometz min haTorah. Says Tosfos, if the Torah tells you tashbisu, destroy the chometz, that must mean don't eat the chometz. Because if you're supposed to be destroying it, then you shouldn't be eating it. In other words, Tosfos understands that the word tashbisu itself is an instruction to do an act of destroying. That itself negates the possibility of eating chometz, because eating is not intrinsically an act of destroying. Tosfos says that according to Reb Shimon, we learn from the pasuk which says tashbisu, destroy the chometz on Erev Pesach. From that itself, we can derive that it's forbidden to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, because you have to destroy it and not eat it. And therefore, says Tosfos, although the Mir Gemara says that in Reb Shimon's opinion, before Pesach, from Chatzos onwards, there is no issa chometz, that only means to say there's no issa hanor to derive benefit from chometz, but there's surely an issa of eating the chometz, because it's learned from the mitzvah of tashbisu to destroy the chometz and not to eat it. That is the opinion of Tosfos. However, the Bala Mor and the Rif Tafkim Olamad Aleph actually says not like that. The Bala Mor says that according to Reb Shimon, there is no issa whatsoever on Erev Pesach, not of having hanor, and not of eating chometz Erev Pesach. There's a mitzvah tashbisu to destroy it from Chatzos onwards until Pesach comes in. But you can destroy it any way you want. You can still have hanor from it. And in fact, the Bala Mor goes so far as to say that you can actually be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu on Erev Pesach by eating the chometz, because when you eat the chometz, you are also destroying it and getting rid of it. And therefore, says the Bala Mor, when Reb Shimon says Eino Oivah Lo Below Krum on Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, that means to say there is no issa of Hanor and there is no issa of Achila either. And therefore, to be Mekayem the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, you can even eat the chometz on Erev Pesach. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, although the Gemara says that someone does Kiddushin with chometz from Shei Shor to the Maila, Ein Choshesh in the Kiddushin, when the Rif brings down this Gemara, says the Balamoah Halacha and Maisa, we will not be Tzomich on this Halacha, because that Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that comments from Sheshah Osir Amala, you're already over Lamina Torah, and the Chachamim made a siag for the hour beforehand. However, says the Balamoah, we actually paskin Halacha and Maisa like Rabbi Shimon, that there is no Isur min Torah heir of Pesach, of owning or benefiting from or even eating chometz right up until Pesach itself. Midrash, but oh, there is an Issa. But that's not going to negate the possibility of a Kiddushim in our Torah. And therefore, says the Balamor, we have to be choshish for Kiddushim in such a case. Comes out from the Balamor a very big Kiddush. That Halacha Lamaisa, says the Balamor, we paskin like Reb Shimon. And therefore, from Chatzos, Erev Pesach onwards, we hold like Reb Shimon that there is no Issa Hanoah, and there is even no Issa Achila. And not only that, since there is no Issa Achila, we can actually be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisa by eating the chometz. Midrabbanan, it's also. But minat Torah, it's permitted and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. The other Rishonim dispute vehemently this Kiddush of the Balamor. The Ravid on the spot in Sefer Kos of Shom, and the Ramban and the Muhammad say this is not correct at all. They both agree with Tosfos that it's comments on Erev Pesach, even according to Reb Shimon, is certainly also Rachila. According to Reb Shimon, is Mutar Banor. According to Reb Yehuda, is also Banor. But it's certainly also Rachila. That's like, just like Tosfos says, so says the Ramban and the Ravid, even in Reb Shimon's opinion, and they dispute the Balamor who says it's permissible Rachila. Moreover, says the Ravid, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon anyway on Erev Pesach. True, we paskin like Reb Shimon with regards to Chometz Shomer of our Pesach, that in Minat Torah is perfectly permissible, and Minat Bonin is also Mishum Knas. But that doesn't mean that we have to paskin like Reb Shimon before Pesach comes in. We paskin like Reb Yehuda, that Chometz is also Bahanor from Chatzos on Erev Pesach onwards, and not like Reb Shimon. But even if we were to paskin like Reb Shimon, says the Ravid, Reb Shimon would still ask them forbid Achilas Chometz. Now, the Kiva Eger in Jewish Vechidish, Ma'arecha Alav Sochim, Daf Kaf Tes, wonders whether one could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu on Pesach itself by eating chometz. As we know, when the Torah says, Ach Bayim HaRishon Tashbisu Se'on Notechem, it doesn't just mean that the Mitzvah is on Erev Pesach to get rid of the chometz. As Rashi says, on Dav Tzadik Hei of Aleph, Le'olam hu ba'amed v'hashbis, kol yumay samayed. If someone finds chometz on Pesach, which he had omitted to destroy before Pesach, then there's a mitzvah on Pesach to get rid of it. The mitzvah tashbis applies from Chatzos Erev Pesach throughout Pesach. Now, what happens if someone finds chometz on Pesach and eats it? Is he mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu because he's destroyed the chometz? Well, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to Rabbi Shimon, in the opinion of the Balamor, who says you are allowed to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, concurrently, the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies. So we can see from here that one can be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu by eating, as indeed the Balamor says. In that case, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it would follow that the mitzvah of Tashbisu includes the possibility of eating. And therefore, since it's the same mitzvah of Tashbisu which applies throughout Pesach, it would follow that if you eat chometz on Pesach, you're also mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Parenthetically, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Yesh la'ayin, in Yesh la'ayin ha'mozeh, ha'va mitzvah bo'va ha'vera, de'lo yosei de'a mitzvah. Obviously, the glaring problem with this whole suggestion is that surely eating chometz on Pesach, even if you were to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, wouldn't count as a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah habor ba'avera. It's a mitzvah done by an avera, because obviously someone who eats chometz on Pesach is over lav nischayv kores, as the Torah says. But says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if we were to put that aside for a moment, apart from the issue of mitzvah habor ba'avera, it would come out according to the Balamor that not only on Erev Pesach are you going to the mitzvah tashbisu by eating chometz, but even on Pesach itself you would be going to the mitzvah tashbisu. Whereas, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to Rabbi Yehuda, performance befalls Mamre, that means from Chatzos onwards, is also by Anon, is also by Chino as well. So when the Torah says Tashmisu on Erev Pesach, it can't mean eat it, because the Torah has already forbidden you to eat it on Erev Pesach. So it must be that Tashmisu does not include the possibility of Achila. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's nothing to talk about. Someone who eats Chametz on Pesach is surely not becoming the mitzvah of Tashmisu. Comes out a very, very surprising din, according to Rabbi Kiveya. Although the Balamor only said that the mitzvah of Tashmisu can be accomplished on Erev Pesach by Achila, he only said it with regards to Erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiveya has extended that, and so according to the Balamor's opinion, it's possible that even on Pesach itself, one will be makam the mitzvah of Tashmisu by eating chametz. Although Rabbi Kiveya points out there's a potential problem with mitzvah of Bor Ba'aveira. The Stechemet discusses at length, bringing number of Achreinim or Falpo about this. Doesn't mention that Riki Vega already discussed the possibility of being Yotzu Mitzvah Tashbizu al Yedei Achila, even on Pesach itself, according to the Balamor in Rav Shimon. It is odd, though, this problem of Mitzvah Bor Ba'aveira. What are we going to do with that? So there is one possibility. Rashba says that mitzvah bor ba'aveira only applies to mitzvahs which are born shebor l'ratzos, they come b'shem ritzui, such as a korban. The mitzvah bor ba'aveira is learned from the psukim with regard to korban, and since a korban is born l'ratzos, it could be the mitzvah bor ba'aveira only applies to such mitzvahs. And the Gemara in Sukkah famously discusses it with regard to lulav. There again, lulav and arbaminim are also bor l'ratzos, as the Chazal say there. So that is one possibility that maybe, according to the Rashba, Kidegi means to say there will be no problem on Mitzvah Bor Ba'aveira, because that only applies to Mitzvah Bor Ratzos. And now, there's a very interesting Sefer, which is called Daf Al Daf, from the Nerch clan to Prebi Brocha, and he brings that he saw in a Kuntras, Shmoina Osadov, from a Rav called Ramodcha Yosef, who writes in his Akdoma a very interesting story that happened to him when he went once to see the Aderes. Aderes was Rabbeinu David Rabbeinu's Tumim, who was originally a Rav of Mir Kehila, who eventually came on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and lived in Yerushalayim towards the end of his life. So this Ramotcha Yosef writes that he once went on a mission to the Aderes sent by the Avnei Nezer, who had sent him with a letter to ask the Aderes. When he came to the Aderes, he found the Aderes discussing the Gedolim of Poland together with some other people, some other Talmid Chachomim who were sitting there. And he said, the Aderes said, that he knows of three Gedolim Talmid Chachomim in Poland. One is the Chiddush Harim, one is the Yeshua Sisrael, the Rabbi Yeshua Mikotnoi, and the third one was the Sochet Shavad Avnei himself. So Ramotcha Yosef says, I was standing there by the door, and then they looked up at me and they saw me standing there and they told me to come in. And when I mentioned that I had a letter from the Avnei Nezer, when the Aderes heard that, he stood up by Emo Vukovod and he said, come sit down, have something to eat, have something to drink. And I asked him, he says, I asked the Aderes if the Sefer Chiddushei Harim is found in Lithuania, in Medina's Litter, do they have copies of the Sefer? So the Aderes said to me, says Ramotcha Yosef, that it's not widely available, but I myself have gone through it quite a lot. But one thing I found very, very surprising, Haflev Ophela, is something the Chiddush Harim wrote both in Chulin and in Psochim, a big Chiddush in the name of the Balamor, that someone who eats chametz on Pesach, even though it's five Korahs, nonetheless will become the mitzvah of Tashmisu, and that's a pele. And I didn't explain exactly what the pele was, why he found it such a pele. And he said, I suggested to him that the reason why you're finding it difficult is because the Balamor was only talking, first of all, in the opinion of Reb Shim. According to the Balamor, holds that if Nez Mana, it's Mutar Bachila. But the Balamor was not discussing the possibility of eating chametz on Pesach itself. And furthermore, according to Tosfos' opinion, there's also nothing to talk about, because according to Tosfos, it's also Bachil on Erev Pesach. So you don't have the Chiddush at all of the Balamor. But even according to the Malamot, where do we find the Malamot saying that on Pesach itself, when one eats chametz, and even according to Rav Shimon, someone eats chametz on Pesach is chayav koris, that it could possibly be mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu, befrat as ein lachom mitzvah abod aveira gedol mizu. So the Adaris turned around to this Ramon Chiosu. He said, yes, indeed, that was the difficulty I had with this Chiddush Yorim, who implies that according to the Balamor, even on Pesach itself, one could be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu by eating chametz. So then, Rev Malchi Yosef said, while I was standing there, it occurred to me a possible explanation of this, and I suggested it to the Adaris, and he agreed with me, and it's as follows. One could consider, what exactly is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is it the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the act of destroying the chometz? The act itself is a mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu primarily the result? Do an action which will result in you not owning any chometz, in the chometz being destroyed. Ensure that the chometz is destroyed. So there are achronim who suggest that possibly is the basis of the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding how to destroy chometz. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bil chometz ela sreifa." The Rabbanon say you can do bil chometz anywhere you want by scattering it to the wind or throwing it into the water. Possibly the Seder machlokes is according to Rabbi Yehuda, "Ein bil chometz ela sreifa." Indicates that the other holds the destruction of the chometz, the way you destroy it, is itself a mitzvah, and therefore it follows that it could only possibly be done in one way, and it is sreifa. According to Rabbanu, it's possible that the primary mitzvah of Tashbisu is not the action of destroying it, but it's to make sure that it gets destroyed, in which case you can destroy it any way you want, as long as the end result is that the chometz is destroyed. So there are a number of rachonim who go down that road. But this Rav Malchi Yosef wanted to say a slightly different thought. And he wanted to say, Lecheru would depend on the Machlokes of Tosfos and the Balamor, what Rav Shimon holds on Erev Pesach. According to Tosfos, although Rav Shimon says you're not either anything or comment on Erev Pesach from Chatzos onwards, Tosfos on our daf says that only applies to Yisrael. No, but Yisrael Achila is surely also, even according to Rav Shimon. Where do we learn the Yisrael Achila from, says Tosfos? From the word Tashbisu, destroy, which itself implies, and delete it. Destroy it, but delete it. It's clear, according to Tosfos, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the action itself. Tashbisu says, do an act of destruction. If Tosfos learns from that excludes the possibility of eating. That itself tells you, don't eat it. It's also by Achila. How do I know? Because the Torah says, do an act of destruction. It must be that a mitzvah of Bil Chomos is the action itself. Because if the mitzvah was just ensure that there is no chometz, the main point of the mitzvah being the result, that there is no chometz left at the end, then I can't learn from there that it would be forbidden to eat chometz. Since Tosfos says the mitzvah of Tashbisu, do an act of destruction, itself disqualifies the possibility of an act of eating, and forbids eating, then it's clear that Tosfos holds in Rav Shimon, and the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to actually destroy it. If the mitzvah is the action of destroying it, then it cannot be that someone who does an act of eating chometz on Pesach is yotzei a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Because even though he's destroying the chometz, since the mitzvah is the action, and the aveira of achila is also the action, an action which is itself an aveira cannot be an action which is mekayim a mitzvah. So according to Rav Shimon, it's clear, according to Tosfos, it's clear that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Pesach by eating it. However, according to the Balamor, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to Rav Shimon, on Erev Pesach, does not negate the possibility of eating chometz, as the Balamor himself refers to it. Tashbisu just says that from Erev Pesach, from Chatzos onwards, until nighttime, any chometz that you have in your possession, there's a mitzvah during that period of time to get rid of it. But you can get rid of it any way you want. Balamor does not learn like Tosfos that from the word Tashbisu it's forbidden to eat. On the contrary, the Balamor says you're allowed to eat it and you're carrying the mitzvah of Tashbisu. It's very possible, says Rav Malchi Yosef, that Rav Shimon, according to the Balamor, understands that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, the primary mitzvah is the result, to make sure that there is no chametz at the end of the day. Therefore, if you eat the chametz, since eating itself, according to Shimon, according to the Baal HaMor, is not forbidden Erev Pesach, you're also getting to the final result that there will be no chametz at the end of the day. So you're yotzei the mitzvah of Tashbisu by eating the chametz. In that case, it's possible that there's no mitzvah above Avera even if you eat chametz on Pesach itself. True, the act of eating is an Avera. It's a terrible Avera, and you're chayav kares for it. But nonetheless, it's not a mitzvah above Avera, because the mitzvah is not the action of the eating. The mitzvah is to ensure that there is no chametz at the end of the day. The mitzvah is the result. If the mitzvah is the result to make sure there is no chometz, it's possible that that's not a mitzvah above avera. Because although the avera is the action, the mitzvah is not so much the action, but the result. And therefore it could even be that according to the Baal HaMor, even if one eats chometz on Pesach, one can be yotze the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And the Chora, says in Zumot Yosef, that could be what the Chiddush Yorin meant when he said this. And indeed, as we mentioned earlier, Riki Vega also suggests this possibility. Riki Vega raised in brackets the possibility of Mitzvah Bar Avera, but he says if there is no Mitzvah Bar Avera, then you would become the Mitzvah Tashbisu. Perhaps this is what he means. Since according to the Baal HaMor, there's a Mitzvah Tashbisu on Erev Pesach, but one can also eat it. It could be, it's not Muchach Lechora, because it could be that even according to the Baal HaMor, the Mitzvah is the action. But he holds that Tashbisu doesn't negate the possibility of Achila, and therefore you can eat it and do the action as well. But it's possible that he holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach is the result. And therefore by eating it on Erev Pesach, which according to the Baal HaMor is not a problem, there's no issa, you're actually mekayim the result as well, which is that there will be no chametz at the end of the day, so you're mekayim the mitzvah. It might follow that on Pesach itself there will be no problem on Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Even though then the Achilu is a Maise Isur, and it's a Chir of Kores for some of these on Pesach, nonetheless, you'll still become the Mitzvah Tashbisu, because the Ikka Tachlis of the Mitzvah Tashbisu is the end result, that there is no chometz at the end of the day. And that you're Makayim, even if the way you do it is through an Aveira of Achilu. So to sum up, according to Tosfos' opinion in Reb Shimon, it's clear that you cannot be makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu al yedei achilo on Pesach itself. Because Tashbisu tells you, even on Erev Pesach, the word Tashbisu itself says, don't eat, but destroy. So therefore, that it's clear according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the act of destroying, and therefore someone who eats on Pesach and does an act of an avera at the same time as he tries to enact a mitzvah, is for sure not yotzei, it's a mitzvah bo ba'avera. Whereas according to the Baal HaMor, it's possible that the main point of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the end result, that there should be no chometz at the end of the day, and therefore, even though it's forbidden on Pesach to eat chometz on Pesach, it's possible that just like the Baal HaMor says, Erev Pesach, he'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Tashbisu al-idei achila, it could be on Pesach as well. And it wouldn't be considered a mitzvah bo ba'avera, because the mitzvah is the end result, whereas the avera is the action that's involved in producing the end result.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.